today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Don Parker, Manager of Integrated Pest Management for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The study is basically to look at the value of the neonics, to try to look at the economic and societal benefits of neonics in North America. A lot of that type of focus is a result of the negative input around the neonics for about a year now, even the actions taken over in Europe, where the European Union has decided to suspend certain uses of the neonics for a 2-year period.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The European Union reviewed a bunch of studies. In some of those studies, they said that there was not enough evidence to really make a decision. Therefore, they assumed the worst. There's a lot of criticism around those efforts and a lot of people concerned that those efforts did not really rely on the science, but were more based on some political pressure. And some of that has started drifting over onto the U.S. side, with some claiming that we need to follow the same avenues that Europe has followed. So far, we have been able to stick with the science, and I think that these companies are trying to let people have accurate information to understand the value of these products.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This third-party group was asked to look at the benefits of neonics, and they have a group of agricultural economists that were looking for the broad background areas and things that are hard to measure just in terms of a specific dollar sign. They had asked participants from many different commodities to come in and represent, and some of the Cotton Council's members were at that meeting as well, participating as part of the panel discussion.